sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 24 Nhlangula 2022 ngokuthi Dube. Endaweni zethu lamhlanje.
Zimbabwe is a unitary state. Musaterera vanoti tirozi mutoka zviyo ndotara nonsense.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla uvule okusemthethweni umhlangano ohlangothi lwabesifazana kubandla lakhe. Kulabanye abantu abasola ukuchothoza kwakhe ibandla le-MRP, the Citizens Coalition for Change.
Abanye sesabayitholi COVID sasaphinda saba right, so imask isagqokelwana ngoba imask awuzivikeli wena, uvikela the next person. So what's the point of uvikela umuntu ongafuni ukuvaccinate?
Uhulumende wakwele South Africa useyesule yonke imigoqo efakelwe ukwenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki samba leqembu elicula umdumo werumba. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla uvule okusemthethweni umhlangano wobuhlangothi lwabesifazana kubandla lakhe. Kulabanye abantu abasola ukuchothoza kwakhe ibandla leMthokazi Republic Party lele Citizens Coalition for Change. Abohlangothi lolu sebehle baphuma lesinqumo sokuba uMnangagwa nguye ozabamela ngomnyaka ozayo kukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabomama abangamalunga ezanu-PF bakuphakathi komhlangano eHarare International Conference Center oqale izolo uyaze uyephela ngensonto. Kusimemezelo esenziwe umphathintambo wezomvikela labalwa impi yenkululeko ongumgcinisihlalo njalo ezanu-PF, unkosikazi Opamuchinguri Kashiri lamhlanje eHarare uthe abohlangothi lwabesifazana lusekela umqondo wokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye okumele amele ibandla labo kukhetho olukhulu luka-2023. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wamukele ngenjabulo usekelo lohlangothi lwabesifazana ukuthi amele ibandla lakhe ngomnyaka ozayo. Wabomama bezanu PF unxuse abanye abesifazana bamabandla ezombusazwe abasuke eMozambique, eCuba, eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eNamibia, eTanzania, eAngola, leMalawi. Ugijima ngendikimba ethi total political and social economic empowerment for every woman by 2030. Kusenjalo amabandla aphikisayo asesole inkulumo kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ayenze izolo eGweru emhlanganweni lamalunga ebandla lakhe lapho achothoze khona ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party lele Citizens Coalition for Change. Asimuzweni ekhuluma umongameli Mnangagwa.
Zimbabwe is a unitary state. Kubira Zimbabwe inyika imwe chete. Kana venga pigano mweya kuda kuvharura kana kupatanura Zimbabwe, mweya wari gioni. Ukapindwa nemweya wari gioni, Jesu anoti ndakumvura unonyura. Musaterera vanoti inonzi mutoka zviyo ndotara nonsense.
Umabhalane jikelele webandla leMthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patson Qaba uphendula inkulumo kamongameli.
Wathathe kalula kodwa sikujabulelayo ukuthi usesazi ukuthi uMthwakazi usefuna eyakhe inkululeko njalo uMnangagwa uyazi kamhlophe ukuthi la mazwi awakhulume eseGwelu asho ukuthi la ngamazwi amabili ehlukeneyo noma angaze azame ukuzenza sengathi la amazwi ahlangene amazwi lamabili umthwakazi uyakhululeka kuphela noma kube umfu noma kumnyama
isikhulumi sebandla lesisi kobulawayo umnumzana Swilenchi Rhodza usola inkulumo kamongameli
umnanga kwamunye umuntu wayesebenza labantu abasuka amabutho ayesebenzele uSmith esebenza labo ngemva kokuthola uzibuse behlasela abantu abalwa impi yenkululeko bengaphansi kohlangothi lweZipra iyona iGooground babe bambe noKenflower labo umnangagwa behlasela abantu besindibeleni azikhande sibukweni umnangagwa ukuthi nxa isithi imbwasi ungada uchobani
olwela amalungelo oluntu unkosikazi Cora Ndebele uthi umongameli nguye osekuqale ngodlakela kukhetho luka-2023
abantu basazobulawa ngobuningi abantu basazoba le-violence abaningi sisazobotshwa kuletha ukwesaba kuma-activist lama-politicians ukubana bengakhampeni khululekile ngoba bese saba kubana ibandla libusela lizaba botshwa kuyayenza lokho kwenza ukubana sile lesolo yokubana ama-election azabuya la asoze ebefe ngenxa yokuthi sohle kwaqala manje ukwethiselwa lokubulawa kwabantu
umongameli Mnangagwa akaqali ukuphosela amazwi aqatha kubandla le-CCC lele-MRP njalo useqalile ukukhankasela ukhetho oluzayo loba nje kungakahlelwa usuku lokuqhutshwa kwalo ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 wobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Uhulumende wakwele South Africa useyesule yonke imigoqo ebifakelwe ukunqabela ukumemetheka kwe-coronavirus. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba.
Esethula inkulumo kwabezindaba izolo umphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezempila kahle umnumzana Job Phahla uthe kusadingeka ukuthi izalwane zakwele South Africa zigqonge amamaski uthi njenge ziphatha amandla zezempila kahle bakubonile ukuthi inani labahlaselwa yi-coronavirus lalabo abagula bayivalelwa esibhedlela selehlile kakhulu.
What is off the table? It's a compulsory wearing of mask in certain settings.
Ake khosi ngabanjwa ngamandla ukuthi yagqoke imask loka nje abayifunayo sebengazigqokela yona.
Maybe just add to say we would still encourage, especially in indoor settings, feel free to wear a mask.
Uthe labo abafisa ukuqhuba imbuthano sebengabuthana santando kungela ndaba lokuthi bangake izethekele ezingena kwele South Africa lazo akusadingeki ukuthi ziveze ubufakazi bokuthi zihlatshiwe ijekiseni yokuvikela i-coronavirus. Leli nyathelo likahulumende we-South Africa selemukele kakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa. Umnumzana Mandla Sibanda uthi yena ubevele engasegqoki imaski.
Abayise saba ithola iCOVID sasaphinda saba right, so imask isagqokelwana ngoba imask awuzivikeli wena, uvikela the next person. So what's the point of uvikela umuntu ongafuna ukuvaccinate? Thina sivaccinatile, abanye siyitholile, saphinda sasila, sesi right. Imask asadingeki lapha.
Kodwa ke isizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Henry Mulife uthi yena lanxa kusitsho ukuthi nguye yedwa ozasala egqoke imask ilizwe lonke uzaqhubeka egqokile.
Usesekudela siyakhona. I-COVID isasekhona iyabaqeda abantu. Noma ke izinga le lamanani lingekho kakhulu kangako kodwa siyezwe indabeni ukuthi kukhona abangaka abashonile. Khona abangaka abagulayo. Mina ngisafuna ukuziprotect.
Ngokwezibalo zogatsha lwezempila kahle babheza udlwana kwenkulungwane eyodwa 1050 abahlaselwe yi-coronavirus kumahola angamachumi amabili lane edluleyo 24 hours. Kanti kufe abayisikhombisa. Usenjalo uhulumende ubike ukuthi sekutholakale umuntu wakuqala ohlaselwe umkhuhlane we-monkeypox kwele South Africa. Ogulayo lo umkhuhlane ngowesilisa oleminyaka engamachumi amathathu. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngemikhuhlane ethelelanwayo e-National Institute for Communicable Diseases, umnumzana Adrian Puren, uthi owesilisalo ohlala edolobheni le-Johannesburg akazange aphume phandle kwelizwe okwenza bacabangele ukuthi lo mkhuhlane uthelelwe ngumuntu osephakathi kwelizwe.
We just need to be aware, and certainly it's important that the contact tracing, both forward and backward contact tracing, takes place in order for us to identify any other individuals that may have been exposed or
kuqakathekile ukuthi sihlole bonke abantu ake axhumana labo ukuze lo mkhuhlane ungamemetheki ebantwini abanengi.
Either do actually also have the infection, and those be identified, get tested, and go into isolation. I think it's important for us to try and limit as best possible.
Umnumzana Puren uthi lo mkhuhlane ovela ezinyamazaneni njalo osuse emazweni amaningi okwamanje umemetheka kakhulu kwabesilisa abathandana labesilisa loba nje ungakhethi imhlobo loba ukuthi umuntu ngwesilisa kumbe ngwesifazane. Izibonelo zawo zibalisa umvimbano, amaqhubu emzimbeni lezinye esihambelana leze coronavirus. Uthi okungcono ngalo mkhuhlane ukuthi awubulali abantu njengalokhu okwenziwa i-coronavirus. Ministry 7 Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngingutuso Khumalo.
Umanyano wamazwe angamajumi amahlanu lane 54 we-Commonwealth usuhlolisisa imizamo yelizwe leZimbabwe elifisa ukubuyela kunhlanganiso le kulandela ukususwa kwayo ngowayengumongameli uMoyi uRobert Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-2003. Kukhangelelwe ukuba udaba lolu luzahlafunwa kabanzi ngempela viki kungakagqitshwa umhlangano we-Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting owenzelwa eKigali kwele Rwanda. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Fred Shaba, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe. Umsekeli webandla lezanu PF umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba uthi kumele leZimbabwe libuyele kumanyano lo.
Uba uPresident Mnangagwa waba le-approach yokuthi khona i-re-engagement with all other ama-organizations which matter because Zimbabwe is not living in isolation, ivileje eyodwa. Ngakho ke izele sasikhona ku-Commonwealth but saba lomehluko esaba nawo ngesikhathi sikababavileti president umgaki kwakhulunyiswana kwehluke ukukhulunyiswana but kathesi kuyadingakala ukuthi sibuyele sisebenze ndawonye yisifiso se-government yeZimbabwe lesi ukuthi khona kube ne-re-engagement. Asiboni isizathu why bengathingabuyeli phandle ngoba konke ababekhala ngakho isibona zathi kathesi ubaba uMnangagwa is in court, into zonke ababekhala ngazo ziyalungiseka.
Ye kodwa kulabanye abathi akula lutho solulungisesiwe khona manje ungazani uhulumende kaMnangagwa uyafana xathu lokwaMgabe kambona ngabaphendula sithi nabantu abajunjani
kambe shua anti leli lilizwe. Ilizwe is not a supermarket yokuthi khona iyavulwa iyavalwa iyavula iyavalwa. Nxa ngaphandle nxa kunabanye abantu esithona abantu ama-blinders afakwa amadonki lana wenza inkomo engafuzange ibona eceleni uthi i-development ekhona elizweni kabayiboni ama-re-engagements ababona ngababoni ephalamente zithi zanti iphalamente lo iphalamente yethu ama-members ephalamente yethu akhona ngapho ukuzorepresenta ilizwe in the Commonwealth issue. Ama-reforms asenzakele kambe mangaki asenzakele there are countless numbers. Nxa umuntu wazeke kuba yi-opposition always the opposition umuntu uzicina se-opposa lesithwala esiphewe ngumkakhe endlini.
Umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba lilunga lebandla leZANU-PF besixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Ambrose Sibindi okuhlanganiswe ebulawa Progressive Residents Association.
So-ke kathesi sifuna zethu lama kulala imhlano e-Commonwealth okhona. Engxenye nxase sikhangela futhi sibona ngathi indaba le ama-human rights iZimbabwe lokungayibambanga kuhle. Engxenye khona kwana kuzenza ukuthi ibuye futhi ibe lohlupho lokubuyela. Njalo sinanzelele ukuthi silama-issues amaningi okuthi kulabantu eZimbabwe lapho zazobani sebebulewe, obani sebecathile. So zinto ziyasilimaza nxase sikhangelwa ngumhlaba wonke. Yikho sokusenza ukuthi njengelizwe sicine sesifuthele eceleni singangeni. Bese sinazela futhi le zinto zomnotho zenezi ukuthi ngezindlela indlela esilapho esizibamba ngayo. Suka sibe lama amapolisi angathi axabana futhi lamalungelo abantu. Khona ngokunye futhi okwenza ukuthi izinto zingasihambeli kuhle. Lobudlawudlawu nje obuba khona ikakhulu ingase sisiwa kulokhetho olukhona. Khona kwano udlawudlawu ehlangana labo elizweni. Yikho futhi okusiphotha ukwenza singangeni Commonwealth. So ke kule ukuthi ngalezo zinto ezibona ngathi azikalungiswa sibona ngabe engayizimbabwe ngaba lehlupho ukuba nibuyele ku-Commonwealth.
Ye manje ubona ngazani pho kuyalungiswa nini lilizwe leZimbabwe konke lokhu njengoba sibona lakathesi abantu abanye bayafa into ezinjalo okungakhanyiwo.
Ye yikho sihlala sikuthi ukuthi silo hulumende uhulumende weZANU-PF sihlala sikuthi ukuthi sokuyisikhathi okuthi kade sakabuyele sibulahlonipha amalungelo abantu ahloniphe amayizongana lokuthi xa usiyavota ngabe lo muntu ohlukuluzwayo ahloniphe futhi singathi thina umuntu ocabanga okuthiyene layo ngoba kulabo lwethu bokona.
UMnumzana Ambrose Bendi ukuhlanganiswa eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association sixoxelaye ekoBulawayo. Abezempila kahle eZimbabwe namhla bangene usuku lwesihlanu lokukhalala umsebenzi kungela sokuphume kulokho kutshengisela. Lanxa iningi belikhala ngokwethuselwa ngamapholisa, abezempila kahle laba bathi bazoqhubekela phambili bekhalala umsebenzi ngeviki ezayo uhulumende aze alungise izikhalazo zabo zeholo. UDokotela Paulina Sikhosana, umgcinisihlalo we-Health Service Board, uthi bazama ngamandla wonke ukulungisa konke okuhlupha izisebenzi. ULivetok namhla sikhangela ukwanda kwezehlakalo zodlakela lokungahlaliseki kwesimo sezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Idale le Supreme Court kwele Melika namhla lesule umthetho omdala ukuvumela abantu ukuba bekhiphe izisu okusemthethweni ikakhulu labo abadlongulweyo abakhubazeke emzimbeni labanye. Lokhu sokwethuse abanye abantu kwele Melika ngoba umthetho lo uthabisa labo abangasekeli kukade kusenzakala. Izabelo sokumele zikube yizo ezilawula ukuba kwenziwe uma umuntu efisa ukukhipha isisu. Abahluleli abayisithupha phakathi kwabayisificamunwemunye 9 bavumelene ukuba kwesulwe umthetho lo. Okwamanje wothi sike sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Isivumelwano esisanda kwethulwa esokwengezelela isikhathi sokumisa impi kwele Yemen kuze kube mhla ka-2 ngoNcwabakazi kutshengisela indlela entsha kulimpi, kutsho isikhonzi se-United Nations esimele okwenzakalayo kwele Yemen uHans Grunberg. Impi yakwele Yemen iqale ngomnyaka ka-2014 lapho abahlamuki benhlanganiso ye-Houthi abasekelwa nguhulumende wele Iran bahluthuna amadolobho alelo lizwe babangela ukuthi umongameli wakhethwa ngokusemthethweni abaleke elizweni okwaphazamisa imizamo yokuletha ukuthula. Kulandela isicelo sikahulumende wakwele Yemen eleSaudi Arabia lakhokhela umanyano wamazwe olwisana labe Houthi laba kusukela ngenyanga kaMbimbitho ngomnyaka ka-2015. Abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezifika phose amakhulu amane 377,000 sebefile empini eyaqhamuka ilizwe laba lobuyanga lendlala. Ekuqaleni kokuzila kwabokholo lwesimoslem iRamadan ngenyanga kamabasa, umanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations wakhokhela inkulumo ezavuma ukuthi kube lokuyekethisa impi le isizifaya. Kwaba labafayo abalutshwana, uzulu wenelisa ukuhamba-hamba, amafutha ezimota lokudla kwatholakala lula. Amacele womabili avumelana ukwengezelela isikhathi sokuyekethisa impi le ngamanye njalo amalanga angamachumi ayisithupha kuze kuyefika inyanga kaNhlangula. Ngokuvuma ukuyekethisa impi le sokulethemba kuZulu ukuthi impi le esibhidlize ilizwe ilakho ukuphela, kutsho isikhonzi se-UN uGrunberg. Umongameli Joe Biden wamukele ukwekethiswa kwempi le esithi inyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo sibonga isivumelwano senyanga kaMbimbitho kube lokuthula okuncomekayo selokhu limpi yaqhamukayo kuminyaka eyisikhombisa isanda kwedlula. Impilo zabantu abazinkulungwane ziphephile. Umongameli Biden uncome imizamo eyenziwa ngusikhonzi Grunberg lomela elemelika kwele Yemen uTim Lander King ekufezeni lesi sivumelwano. isivumelwano. Uphinde wancoma lokusebenzelana kwamazwe alumhlubulo esithi ele Saudi Arabia litshengise ubukhokheli obuqotho ngokusukumela phezulu ukuxazulula lokulolonga lesi sivumelwano esakhokhelwa ngumanyano we-United Nations. Uhulumende wele Oman wadlala indima enkulu ekulolongeni lesi sivumelwano lokuvuma ukuthi inkulumo zenzelwe elizweni lakhe. Elegipite lele Jordan avula amagceke endizamchina ukuze indizamchina ziphaphe zisiya kwele Yemen kunyanga esanda kwedlula, okwabangela ukuthi inkulumo lezi ziphumelele. Ukumisa impi yakwele Yemen isifiso esimqoka senhlelo zobudlelwano lamanye amazwe lele Melika okufuna ukufezwa nguhulumende wele Melika. Obona ngobudlelwano bele Melika lamanye amazwe u-Anthony Blinken ugcizelele ukuthi ele Melika lizimisele ukufeza isisombululo esilethanda wonye wonke umuntu esilesisindo esizabangela ukuthi izizalwane zakwele Yemen zibe yizo ezizidingela izibopho kungela kungenela kwamanye amazwe ukuqeda ukudubeka kukazulu wele Yemen. Kusipha amandla uZulu ukuze azilungisele elakusasa kungela kungenela kwamanye amazwe lokujezisa abonileyo lokudinga abephula umthetho. Sikhuthaza amacele wonke ukuthi athathe leli thuba lokuthula ukusungula umumo ozaletha ukuthula lokuzinza kulelo lizwe.
Belalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wakwele Melika. Wezemidlalo, umqeqeshi omutsha weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uBrito uthi umdlalo wabo wangesonto leqembu leBlack Rhinos uza kuba umhloliso womsebenzi wamaviki amabili ezibambe esidukwini. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
UBrito uthi asekubone kubadlali bakhe kumaviki amabili esebenza labo kumupha ithemba elokuba leli qembu lizajayeza kwayo kuhlandla lesibili lemidlalo
yeliga.
Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ngokubonileyo lalokho esikwenzileyo. Sisebenze kanzima kumaviki amabili lawa sizama ukulungisisa iqembu. Alikabi esimene ngisifunayo, kodwa ngokubona kwami siqhuba kuhle. Akula muntu ongabumba iqembu ngamaviki amabili, kodwa nxa abafana bengaqhubekela phambili besenza njalo lokhu engikubonileyo sizajabulisa abalandeli beqembu.
UBrito uthe umdlalo wabo leqembu leBlack Rhinos yozambonisa ukuba abadlali bakhe bengawumela yini umsindo ngoba kulomehluko omkhulu phakathi kokuzilolonga kanye nokuncintisana lamanye amaqembu. Umsekeli kaCaptain weqembu leHighlanders uNqobe Zithamasu uthi kuningi asebekufunde kuBrito lomsekeli wakhe uJoe Martins Torres.
Ngathi kuyajabulisa kumnandi kakhulu ngoba ngabantu abathanda ukubana sikholise ngokunjalo futhi bathanda ukubana siqakathekise umsebenzi wethu. Basifundisa ngezinye indlela ngathi kunyathi singakwazi sokuningi abakubisileyo ukubana sincedisane, kodwa bakuqakathekisayo kakhulu ukuthi sibe yimoli sibambane.
Kweminye imidlalo yeviki yechumi lathuba munembili iqembu leCranbourne Bullets lizadlala leChicken Inn ngasesakuva. Iqembu leBulawayo City lizemukela leNkezi Platinum Stars ngaseBarber Fields. Iqembu leYada lizadibana leDynamos ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Yonke le midlalo izadlalwa ngomgqibelo ukuthi engesonto izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leTenex lizemukela leFC Platinum ngasesakuva. Iqembu leCapes United lizachana leZPC Kariba ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leWawa lizanqikelana leManyika Diamonds ngase Ascot, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadibana leBulawayo Chiefs naseGipo. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu kusasa amaqembu ayithoba mina mbili yamajaha leminyaka engaphansi kwelitshumi lesikhombisa azabe ethe gwaqa enkundleni yeWhite City Stadium kumncintiswano wokuqala weMavelas Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Invitational Tournament. Umqondisi walimidlalo uNduduzo Sibanda uchasisa kabanzi.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo ziyangqikilana kumdlalo we Super 8. Ama team azaqala ukudlala ngo 8 ekuseni echoni ingqikilana
kusibaya sika group A ulamaqembu abalisa ele Highlanders ele Njube Spurs ele Dynamos kanye lele Manchester Academy kusibaya sika group B kuleqembu le Ajax Hotspurs ele Chicken in ele Bulawayo City kanye lele Wange Dynamo imidlalo yesibaya sika group A izadlalelwa phakathi enkundleni White City kuthi yesibaya sika group B izadlalelwa ku B Arena amaqembu azaphuja esendaweni ezimbili eziphezulu kwengalane emiklomelo yoyazadlulela kusigaba sesemifinal kuthi yazanqoba lapho adibane final ngensonto yimele isitude 7 ngobulawayo ngingujoseph njanji
uhlelo lwewoza friday liviki sihamba leqembu elicula umdumo werumba elizibiza ngegama lokuthi manzamnyama stars band leli qembu selethule idlalade elitsha elilesihloko esithi ikhuba lokuboleka alilandima kubika untukameli nkomo
Idlala teleli lilengoma ezisikhombisa nango umholi weqembu uLebahlongwane
Salibonani balaleli siqala ukucula ngo 2016 kuzofika manje sinama album ayi 4 bichu ukuthi siliqembu nje sihlangene sihlangane lapha eGoli saqala ukulisungula omunye uphumela uPano omunye uphumela eBhinga mina lo mfowethu omunye siphumela eTsholotsho so kuthi ukuthi sisaphusha khona umculo afikami sisaqhubeka sicula njalo
liphekwe ngobunono obukhulu lelihlalante kanti liqukethe ingoma ezivalisa ethi umfundisi uma wami ikhuba lokubolekwa indaba zothando umalayitsha wekwantamu ukuchiwa ngabanye bethu kanye lethi vana bangu Tenga umculo wenu bawuthola njani
abafisa ukuthi basisupport emculweni wethu bangasithola kulezi nombolo lapha +27719347048 tise South Africa ngokuhlala ngokusebenza
abalandeli ke ubatshiyela waphamazwi
siyabonga kwabathengayo imculo yethu erumba noma nje yonke imculo ekhona siliqhubekani ngokunjalo lithenga lisisapota kuyasenza sibe lempumelelo ngalokho ngaphandle kwena sisilutho lokuthi nxa befisa ukusixhasa basishota ngokunye kokudlala umusic ebengandithinta lathi kuze sikwazi ukuncediseka kwabafisayo yabonga
baphuma ke enkundleni abafana bemanza mnyama stars band ngale
When do you start up? Let's see if this
whole world will move. So, I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.